Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Stand Firm in Spiritual Battle by Debbie McDaniel. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. We face an enemy here in this life. It's more than what we can see before us. It's more than another person who we think has wronged us. It's more than our own struggles and weaknesses we deal with or the negative self-talk we sometimes battle. This enemy is real and fierce and will stop at nothing to try to bring you defeat and destruction. Maybe you've noticed, too. Because if you're a believer who is living like salt and light in a dark world, you won't go for long without encountering obstacles and attacks he'll hurl in your direction. God's words are true. This battle is real and intense. If you're facing this today, please know you're not alone. Neither are you left to fight alone. Many of us are in the battle with you, and God is the one who fights on behalf of his own, constantly shielding, protecting, strengthening, even when we're unaware. We never fight alone. He's with us, always. He's given us His words that are true and powerful so that we'll have the wisdom to stand against the enemy. The reality of this powerful chapter is that Paul wrote these words while in chains in prison. Yet the truth is, the enemy, no matter how vicious his schemes, can never chain our spirits that have been set free by Christ. Paul was not silenced by the cruel attacks from dark forces. Neither should we be. We do not have to walk in fear. For when we belong to Christ, the enemy never has the final word. We are secure in God's hands, and He tells us to stand firm. Whether in life or in death, we may always be found standing firm for the cause of Christ. Focusing here today, staying alert and praying that God will equip believers everywhere to stand strong. Press on, courageous and free, never held back by fear or defeat, for God has the final victory over our lives. Dear God, we thank you that you hold the victory over sin and death in this world. We thank you for your redemptive work you've done in our lives. We thank you for freedom and the hope you bring. Your word says to stand our ground, and that's what we will do in the power of your name. The enemy has no control over us, and we bring your word of truth as a weapon against his schemes. We know that we do not fight alone, for you are constantly at work on behalf of your children, shielding, protecting, strengthening, exposing deeds of darkness, bringing to light what needs to be known, covering us from the cruel attacks we face even when we're unaware. We ask that you would give us wisdom and discernment to recognize the schemes of the enemy in our lives and to stand strong against his work. We ask that you would remind us to pray constantly for all believers. We ask that you would help us to stay alert in a dark world that tries hard to make things look not so bad. We ask that you would equip us to be salt and light, that we would be loving and gracious, yet unyielding to sin. We ask that you help us to remember to put on your armor daily, for you give us all that we need to stand firm in this day. We thank you that though you remind us in your word that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one, you are still far greater, and we have overcome because you have set us free. We thank you for your truth. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and that you tell us this is our heritage in you, our inherited blessing, place of possession, and gift straight from your hand. We love you, Lord. We need you. We stand together in your great and powerful name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app, or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.